Well, good morning. It's just me today. It's a good thing we got two pastors. Pastor Berg got called out, so it's just me, and I can handle it, I guess. But or you're stuck with me, but it's good stuff because I'll share with you the Word of God. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday in Lent is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, You are a priest forever, and after the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the gospel reading is from Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 32. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him, and flog him, and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, you've probably all heard of the phrase, I saw him in all his glory. And what that means is you saw a person at their best, or at the peak of his life. Or euphemistically, it can mean that you see a person without any of their clothes. To be seen in one's glory, right? Ironically, when we see Jesus in all his glory, it's all of the above. His glory is in his humiliation on the cross. He spit on, flogged, and killed. That's where we see him in his glory. For as Jesus says, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, this is the third time we've heard Jesus predict that he is going to suffer, die, and rise from the dead. What's interesting about this is each time the disciples react in a way that's inappropriate and wrong. They just don't get it. So Peter, you remember, he said, I'm not going to let this happen to you, Jesus. Really? Well, then you're in the wrong camp, Peter. Get behind me, Satan, right? Satan's the one who doesn't want Jesus to suffer and die for our sins, to give his life for the life of the world. He doesn't want you to be saved. And so Peter, believing in himself that he could somehow even do that, is actually working for the wrong kingdom, as are we when we rely on the old Adam within us, right? Jesus said that whoever what he said was, the Gentiles are those who lord it over people, right? That shall not be so among you. And he needed to say it to these disciples here in this context, because like Peter, right away they go and they believe in themselves again. They want to lord it over others like the Gentiles do. Because notice what they say. They say this. They say, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. Oh, so they want to be in charge. We want you to do our bidding, Jesus, as if they were lords. Oh, to sit at your right or at your left, right? We want to do that. And notice they're not fighting yet over who's on the left and who's on the right. But I actually think about that too. Jesus in all his glory, hanging naked on a cross, spit on, flogged, and killed. And there's one on his left and one on his right. The one does not believe in Jesus. The one curses Jesus and doesn't change in his view of Jesus. But the other, who's cursing Jesus, he repents, and he says, I want to be with you where you are. And Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Who are those who are in the kingdom of God? Those who believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So it's interesting too, when they're talking about the cup and the baptism, right? Jesus said, yeah, you're going to be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with, right? And the Apostle Paul picks up on this in another place where he says, do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. So it's a new way of living, not for others to serve us, but for us to allow the word of God to have its way in our lives, not to lord it over people, but to serve them. The glory of God is seen among us when we love one another as he has loved us, when we give everything we are and have to the other, because this is the glory of the Lord. This is the way of the Lord. And it comes from outside of us. That's why it's so important for us to be involved in our daily devotions, hearing the word of God each week, studying God's word, so that it's the way of his kingdom that has its way with us, the way of the cross, which connects us with God and with each other, not only now, but throughout all eternity. And I think about our hymns today, In the Cross of Christ I Glory, or for Sunday, or My Song is Love Unknown. You see, this love comes from outside of us, from the priest in the order of Melchizedek, as we hear in the book of Hebrews. Melchizedek was a mysterious priest, doesn't come from here, isn't of man, but of God. So our prophet, priest, and king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is Jesus, who reigns not by being served, but by serving. So that's a little bit of what I'm going to do for you on Sunday. There's more to be received in the way of gifts that will be coming your way. You'll also be drinking from his cup, right? And in the cup is the blood of Christ that washes away all of your sins. So you're baptized with the baptism he's baptized with, and you drink the cup that he drinks, the cup of his life that comes through death. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And he does. He gives life to all the living. And I'm going to one of our hymns. In fact, it's our entrance hymn, is 420. And I'll sing verses 1, 6, and 7. It goes like this.
Christ, the life of all the living, Christ, the death of death, our foe, who thyself for me once giving to the darkest depths of woe, through thy sufferings, death, and merit, I eternal life inherit. Thousand, thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Thou hast suffered great affliction, and hast borne it patiently, even death by crucifixion, fully to atone for me. Thou didst choose to be tormented, that my doom should be prevented. Thousand, thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee. Then for all that wrought my pardon, for thy sorrows deep and sore, for thine anguish in the garden, I will thank thee evermore. Thank thee for thy groaning, sighing, for thy bleeding and thy dying, for that last triumphant cry, and shall praise thee, Lord, on high.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. See you Sunday.